Let's check in with Josh McNary, and he is the founding partner of McNary Marketing. And you can find him at McNary, M-C-N-A-R-Y, McNary, at McNary on Twitter. Josh, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Go Caps. I heard the Caps win there.
Yeah.
I live at D.C., so big hockey fan over here.
Defending champions, Stanley Cup champions.
That's right.
Hey, we've got CES coming up here, and so we'll be talking with Paul Hochman later on today about the Consumer Electronics Show. We wanted to take a little bit of time to focus on tech in the new year as it pertains to our workplace and what we do around our jobs, and what better person to talk to than you. Josh, walk us through some of the big things we need to know to start off the new year as far as it goes tech in the workplace.
Sure. Well, yeah, the big CES show this week, really focus on the consumer side. From a business perspective, I'm going to talk a little bit higher level around the fact that I think this year is a conversation that will extend what happened last year. This time last year, I gave some talks and wrote some stuff up about what we saw for trends. Well, we're seeing more of that. It's the artificial intelligence. It's the virtual reality. It's the augmented reality. It's the blockchain. These things that were real popular about a year ago. But I think at that time, we would talk about them and like, what does that mean? Okay, AI, yeah, that's the robots coming after us, right? Now I think people are starting to see, as that has become more popularized, how can that actually help us in our business? How can that help automate back office tasks that before we'd have to find labor to try to accomplish? I think that is where we're really headed going forward, as people really think about how these technologies can help us, practically speaking, not just in theory or sitting around a table of geeks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I think that's what a lot of people think of when they're thinking about workplace and tech kind of items, things mm-hmm. that maybe sure. not accessible for them, but are accessible for only a very small percentage who are very highly developed as far as their tech sensibilities. But it sounds sure. like part of what you're saying is that this is something that it's going to come down to the level where the average employer worker is going to be able to use some of these things.
Sure. Well, let me give you a couple quick examples. So, for instance, in marketing, which is the marketing technology stuff we do, well, if you're creating some kind of automated marketing routine, so you know those emails you get after you visit a cart and you put something in the cart and you don't finish, right? They always email you a few days later or an hour later, hey, come back. Those kind of automated emails.
Right.
Well, in the past, that would have to be set up by a human setting up some kind of rule, like in some kind of system, a rules-based type situation. Well, in the future, or as we go into 2019, which we're living in the future, I suppose, there's the fact that you can now check a box and say, based on all of our user preferences and what we know about our users, how will they actually want to be responded to? When are they going to want to get that email? When is it most likely to produce a win for them and them, that they're going to get the product, and that a win for us and that will obviously make the sale? That is a change. It's not the human that necessarily making the decision in the rules model as before. It's
right.
It's happening on the fly by the computer.
And there are no algorithms that come up with that. It's just the computer senses everything. Well, no, and there has to be something in there.
Well, it's using algorithms.
Yeah.
All of the AI components are starting with some kind of human component, but then mm-hmm. they're able to learn on top of that over time. Another more practical example for an employee might be, I have in my tool, I use a platform called Boomerang, which runs on the Gmail platform.
Okay.
Well, it actually has the ability for me to type in, okay, my response to you, Doug, about this conversation today, and it'll tell me how likely is Doug to reply to this because of how I wrote it. So I'm still the person putting the input in, but the tool is helping me, assisting me in considering how I might be able to sweeten up that email to get you to reply back to me.
Wow.
So that's a practical thing that's using AI type components,
yeah,
and things that platform, the Boomerang platform, knows from their database of things that will lead to responses. So that leads us to the other real big point I want to mention, which is then the privacy thing. Because when I start talking about this stuff, the privacy component comes up very quickly.
Oh, absolutely.
As it did last year,
mm-hmm.
and of course we saw lots of news around that with Zuckerberg on the Hill, and then Google was recently on the Hill,
right.
and such. And I think that is going to be another large component, both for us as business people, as well as consumers, to consider the privacy components. I don't think long-term it will necessarily lead to us not being able to fulfill some of these things that we're talking about here today in the future, and serving our customers the right way using technology. But I do think it has the potential to slow down that progression, and I think we're seeing that, you know, perhaps even in the economy now.
Well, taking care of business is what we're talking about here on News Radio 600 WMT, and you're certainly helping us do that. Josh McNary from McNary Marketing and Design. Find out more about what he does at McNaryMarketing.com, at McNary, M-C-N-A-R-Y, on Twitter as well. A whole suite of things that you offer to people who come to you on a regular basis through each one of those. And I'm really interested in the way that, you know, that you're talking about the AI and how it's going to change things, the predictive technologies. It's going to be interesting because for us, I mean, hey, we want to find out what people are interested in as far as what they want to listen to, you know, what kind of interviews sure. they want, things like that. So check in with you in the future.
Hopefully this one was useful to them. Hopefully that's predicted by the AI.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I think this is a useful thing for people, so I appreciate it. Josh McNary, thanks for joining us here on the WMT Morning Show. Have a great Monday, would you, sir?
Absolutely, you too.
All right, take care. 7:25 here on the Morning Show. 48 degrees on your Monday, January 7th. Local and regional news and weather together headed your way in just a matter of moments. Fox News right around 7:30.